Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to What's Eric Eating? Culture Map's bi-weekly look at all things Houston bars and restaurants. I'm your host, Culture Map editor Eric Sandler. Today on the show, we will not be talking about the news of the week, and we will not be talking about the restaurants of the week, because it is time for the third edition of the What's Eric Eating Ultimate Houston Date Night Draft. Yes, this is become our Valentine's Week tradition. I have assembled a panel of local restaurant experts to help pick date options for you in six categories. They are first date, coffee date, place your friends won't see you, happy hour date, breakup date, and of course, the wild card. For those of you who are new to these podcast drafts, we have some rules. It is a fantasy football style snake draft. That means the person who picks first in round one will pick last in round two, and we will go back and forth until all six people have selected all six categories. Participants may draft their bars and restaurants in any order. They may only select restaurants and bars in Greater Houston. Once a restaurant or bar has been selected in a certain category, no one else may pick it for the same category, but it is still eligible to be selected in other categories. And also, no team may select the same restaurant or bar twice. You may pick your categories in any order. I have two celebrity guest judges lined up who will review the results and pick a winner. I will reveal their identities at the end of the show. With that, let me introduce our participants in the order in which they are drafting. She is the events and catering manager for Local Foods Group and a regular contributor to this podcast. The Susan Lucci of the What's Eric Eating podcast draft. Chelsea Thomas, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Here to continue my streak of being forever a bridesmaid, never a bride. You know, fingers crossed. See what happens. Thanks for having me.
She is a former commercial real estate developer and a marketing expert. Monica Dano, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm ready to get my first win as well. Let's do it.
I am picking third. Just as a reminder, I just won the Vietnamese draft a few months ago, so I'm riding a bit of a winning streak. Picking fourth, she is a freelance writer who contributes to Culture Map and other publications. She has been making the podcast graphics for me for a while, but now she is making her draft debut. Brianna McLean, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He is the chef of Augustine, a restaurant that is opening soon in Third Ward. Dominic Lee, I'm delighted to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Last but not least, he is a James Beard Award winner, the co-founder of the Southern Smoke Foundation, the host of Eat Like a Local, and occasionally Culture Map's wine writer, Chris Shepherd. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I like that occasionally part of the deal.
You're a busy man. You're a busy man. I take your columns when I can get them.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the understanding too.
All right. Well, you have the rules, you have the order, you have the categories. Without further ado, Chelsea Thomas, what is your pick in round one of the podcast date night draft?
Well, I'm going to choose my first date spot, and I want to apologize in advance because I'm sure this is on a lot of people's boards, but, you know, to the first person goes the spoils, I guess. So first date, I'm going to choose 13 Celsius. This has been a first date spot and a continual date spot for me for years. I think It's one of the most beautiful bars in Houston. Some great service, great wine. And I think for a first date, it's a good level set because you can kind of see, one, are they comfortable in like a cool older place? Or are you more of a modern person? Or are you more of an old school person? You can kind of figure out what their vibe is. Also, I think it's nice during the day because it's so pretty in there. So I think it's like a good early on date. You don't have to go too late in the evening. You don't have to make reservations. You can just kind of show up. And it's such a wonderful wine bar and it has great sandwiches, I think, and snacks. So it's just a good place to sit. And, you know, if the date's going great, you can stay there for a pretty long time. You can go outside in the back patio, which is wonderful. So yeah, 13 Celsius. I love that place.
Yeah. This is not a surprise. I believe this was also the number one overall selection the last time we did this. Mm-hmm. So yes, 13 Celsius, an iconic first date destination in Houston. Well chosen. Monica Dana, that brings us to you. What is your first pick in round one?
I'm going to go with places your friends won't see you. We talked a little bit about this before we started recording, but either in I'm trying to be sneaky and don't want my partner to see me, or I'm with someone new that I don't want my friends to see. I'm going to pick Marfrailis, mainly because if you're seeing anyone at Marfrailis, even if it's your friend, they're not going to say anything because they're there for the same reason. So it's kind of one of those safety spots that if you see someone there, it's don't ask, don't tell. Nothing happened. So I'm going to go with Marfrailis.
Yes, the controversial place your friends won't see you. I will say I pulled this out for a couple of reasons, right? There's the you want to be left alone, right? You want to get to know this person without running into your friends and being distracted. Also, there is the like, maybe I don't want my friends to know that I'm spending time with this person, right? I don't want to be gossiped about. I don't want to be. I'm maybe somewhat ashamed of my choice. But also, this is somewhat transparently based on a joke from the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. The idea that you can go to the Palestinian chicken restaurant, and as a Jewish person, none of your Jewish friends will see you. So, in honor of that, my first pick. The place my friends won't see me is Houston's Palestinian chicken restaurant. Give me Ala Seal because the food is delicious, because it's a little bit obscure. And I think it actually works for a date. You could smoke a little hookah. You can have some really delicious food. And it kind of sets you up for Southwest Houston. Like maybe you go to Chinatown for dessert. Maybe you go back into the gallery area to get some drinks after. The world is your oyster. But yes, give me Ala Seal as my first pick for the place my friends won't see me.
But grilled chicken or fried chicken?
Dude, you can get both. They're both.
I know excellent. That. But which one do you, which
I think? I think fried chicken is maybe a little messy for a date. So give me the grilled chicken. I think it's a little healthier.
And it's damn good.
And it's so damn good.
The grilled chicken is delicious.
As long as you get a side of makalama with it, it's banging.
All right, Brianna McLean, we are up to you. What is your round one selection?
I'm going to go with coffee date. I went on a lot of first dates over the past couple of years, so I've been on a lot of coffee dates. I'm going to choose Third Place as my coffee selection. Chef Evelyn and Chef Henry are over there, and so you always know you're going to get something that is delicious and amazing. You might even be lucky and stumble into a chef pop-up. They're having those all the time. I keep seeing Tristan Epps is serving hot dogs over there, and I haven't made it yet, which very much upsets me.
Let me say that Tristan's hot dogs are excellent.
I love hot dogs, but but off of hot dogs, back to coffee. For coffee places, I think it's so important to find a place that is not too quiet so that people aren't listening to your conversations, but like not too loud so you can actually talk to each other. And comfortable seating is so important at any coffee shop I go to. So Third Place is going to be my choice.
All right. Dominic Lee, we are up to you. What is your pick in round one?
So I think that I'm just going to go ahead and go like for the most like crazy one, which is the breakup date, because I had to like really kind of think about like I've never been on a breakup date, so like, you know, now I'm like, I was like, what would I do in this scenario? So I really thought this one out. I'm gonna go with the second floor of Central Market So, so the reason why I choose that space is because one, it's quiet, but still public. It also has lots of exits, you know, so like in case things get a little bit, but it's also like a space that no one's really questioning why you asked them to meet you at a grocery store. Like, you know, like it's not like this space where someone's like, why did they ask me to come to this grocery store? At least not for a chef, like, because I spend tons of time in Central Market.
Right. So, no, let me just say, this is a particularly devastating move for you as a chef, because if you invite a date to someone that you've been dating to a grocery store, she thinks, oh, we're going to pick some ingredients and he's going to cook for me. Drop the hammer on her and send her packing. That's cruel.
It's cruel, dog.
This is like the worst bait and switch.
Yeah, it's a recipe. It's actually a recipe for disaster for them. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I mean, to me, it's a great comfort space. So I'm comfortable enough to deal with the situation at hand.
Right. But at least for her, right? Once you dump her, she could go downstairs, get a bottle of wine, get some chocolate, get some ice cream. You know, it's still on the road to recovery.
It's still thoughtful at the same time. You know what I mean? So
the efficiency of it is almost just as cruel.
All right, Chris Shepherd, we are up to you in round one. What is your first pick?
What's the greater Houston area?
Within the general Grand Parkway-ish.
I mean, maybe we'll talk about that. So the place, friends, one will see Monument Inn, San Jacinto.
Okay,
love that spot.
Yep.
Really care if I'm seen with anybody there or not, but if I don't want to talk to somebody, I got it. That's where I'm going.
Right? The furthest away. Got it.
I like it. And, you know, I like that. It's in the shadow of the San Jacinto Monument, so yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But, I mean, the staff knows me, but yeah. Other than that, like, because you're talking about like rig workers and things like that. It's, you know, what suit are they wearing? Are they wearing the blue one? Are they wearing the red one? You can tell where they work. Like, but watching the ships go by, crab stuff, jalapenos, perfection.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, that brings us to round two. Chris, it's back to you to kick off round two.
First date, let's go back to that. I'm going to say crawfish and noodles, because if you don't eat crawfish and shellfish, they ain't going to be a second date. And if you're not adventurous like that, like you can't handle that, then we, it's probably done.
Yeah, well, and I've seen a TV episode where you and your wife Lindsay were eating crawfish and noodles with Andrew Zimmern. So we know that she does.
The infamous.
I like the experience of it. Like, how do you handle that? Like, because it can be, things like that can be overwhelming depending on when you're going. You go there on a weekend and it's like during crawfish season, it's crazy. And so how do you
handle? Yeah, you're going to wait for an hour.
How do you like eat crawfish in a sexy way too, though? Like, I feel like that's a really great first date. If someone can watch me eat crawfish and want to ask me on a second date. Because
it takes you outside of your norm, right? It's like you can't be prim and proper. You got to get dirty and you got to see how people handle that.
Are gloves a deal breaker?
Look, I got to look at the pedicure first, or the manicure. No, it's not a deal breaker for me, man. People get the bib, get it, whatever, do your thing. But I also believe that, and my wife and I have different opinions on this for sure. Like when we sit down and we order, I get my mise en place together. I fold my paper towels perfectly, stack them next to me so that I can periodically clean throughout. She is not a cleaner. She just believes I'm going to power through. And I said, one time, I told her, every time, you're going to get something in your eye one time, right in the eye. And what happened? Start cleaning after that. So it depends on, you can see a lot about people. Are you a cleaner or you're not? Can you get dirty? Can you not? Like, it's very much a, not just like, how do we connect, but like, how do you see each other at that?
How do you respond if like someone gets to the table and like they just like crack their knuckles, like put their hands together and they're like, yeah, this is incredible. Like they're like elbows on. You're like, yeah.
We met Lindsay. We know what happened. Yeah. We don't have the breakup date. You know?
All right, let's keep this moving. Dominic, we're back to you in round two. What is your selection?
So I'm going to go with places your friends won't see you. So for me, this is Athena's Greek Food and Kitchen, like kind of like off Eldridge.
This How place, do you know like, about you Athena's?
Know, well, first of all, I do the deep cut thing regularly. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That is me. So it's incredible. The lady who runs it, amazing. Low key, but she like is so hospitable that I just like really enjoy the food. And you can, no one else knows, hence the question that she just asked is like, how do I know about Athena's? Is like, that's the same question that everyone's gonna ask, why no one's gonna see me there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, I'm not, now everyone might see me there because I was gonna I'm say,
you may have just blown that cover, yeah, dog.
Well, here's the thing, you're gonna see me there, Dom, because I live on this side of town.
Oh, I love that. Well, I look forward to it, you know, like, and then like, you know, like the birthday when they throw all the plastic plates on the ground is just like the vibe. So yeah, just yeah. I'm sorry I sold myself out now, but
yeah, you gave up your spot for the greater good.
Yeah, be careful.
And you know, if they made it to a second or third date and they're like, you want to go shop at a Central Market? It's a dungeon, man. It's a dungeon.
All right, Brianna, we are up to you in round two.
I'm going to go with first date, but I first want to say that I have been to 13 Celsius on a first date, and we sat down and I was like, he's like, oh yeah, I come here all the time. I'm always in the neighborhood. Like I live in the neighborhood. And I was like, great. Like, what do you like to drink here? And he's like, I don't really know anything about wine.
Hmm.
So we didn't go on a second date.
Why would you go there?
He just liked to walk there from his apartment and then walk the dates back to his apartment if he could.
If you're getting a mortadella sandwich and that's it, then I can understand that. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, we were just
lie. Like food. I get a glass of champagne.
Just lie.
Right?
He's just like,
just make something up.
I told him, I was like, hey, if you, next time you bring a girl here, like you just need to like, you need to pick out a wine and that could be your wine and just be like, this is what I get, you know, just like make something up. Right. My first date, Eric knows how much I love this place. I'm going to say Little's Oyster Bar. I just think it's such a sexy vibe in there. And there's so many places we could choose in Houston. But every time I go there, the service is impeccable. The food is delicious. And I was talking to my mom the other day and my partner. And he was like, I don't really like raw oysters. And I was like, we always get raw oysters when we go to Little's. And he goes, no, I mean, they're fine. And my mom goes, oh, he's just eating them because of what he wants to do after the date. Which was very interesting for my evangelical mother pastor to say.
Just trying to imagine what my mom would say on that one.
I don't want to have that conversation with my mother, but you know, right? Mom's not wrong.
She's not wrong. She's not. So now whenever Craig mentions oysters, I'm like, oh, I know why you want raw oysters. My mom told me. but yeah, I suggest, you know, especially first date, like kind of take the edge off a little bit, sit at the bar. So it's a little bit more chill. And I always like sitting at the bar anyways on a first date, because then you know, you have the interaction with the staff, you're kind of like more hemmed in. So it kind of takes the pressure off. But make sure you always finish up with their chocolate cake, which is amazing there.
All right. I am going to, let's see, it's back to me. I'm going to go ahead and take my first date spot, just because I think this might be on other people's draft boards and I don't want to lose it. So give me one of my favorite new bars in Houston. Give me Berwick's Birds of Paradise up in the Heights. I just think it's such a chill atmosphere. The drinks are great. You can get the martini. You could get a daiquiri. You could get, like, they've got all of the drinks that anyone could reasonably want. It's really pretty inside. The service is friendly. And, you know, those jerk chicken wings are good. I mean, that burger's great. So you can, you know, if you want, like, if you're just going for drinks, you're good. If you want a little food, you're good. If the date's going really well, it sets you up for any number of restaurants in the Heights. So I just think it's like, it's a good vibe. It's a pleasant atmosphere. And yeah, give me Berwick for my first date. Which, Monica, that brings us to you in round two.
I'm going to also stick with first date. I'm going to pick Maximo. I was hoping Chelsea didn't have anything on her list of anywhere she works, but I'm going to pick Maximo because they're just been so solid since they've kind of been in that space. It's such an intimate place. The food is fantastic. I mean, what Seth and Chef Adrian are doing over there is just, I think, really special. It feels like, you know, it's a neighborhood spot. It's not in my neighborhood, so it's actually relatively far from my neighborhood, which I think early on in a dating relationship, you go a little bit further. And then as you get more comfortable, you just kind of want to go to your neighborhood spots. So, you know, my thought is let's go further out and get that out of the way. And just always such an incredible experience there. It's vibey in there and food's always changing and great. So I'm going to go with Maximo for first date.
Very good. All right, Chelsea, we are back to you. Close out round two.
Okay. Well, yeah, I am trying to not choose places that I personally work at on my list. So I'm trying to avoid that. But thank you, Monica, for choosing Maximo. So I'm going to start with coffee date. I would say for coffee, I'm choosing Catalina. Not only do I love the coffee at Catalina, and it's one of the older craft coffee places in Houston, but also there's no Wi-Fi, so you're not going to be stuck sitting next to someone who's like hacking away at a computer while you're trying to enjoy a delicious coffee. So I think that, you know, there's always a line there for a good reason because the coffee is incredible, but you can sit down sort of free from anything. And even that little side patio, even though it's right off Washington, is really nice. And if you feel like, you know, continuing the date, you can always go for a walk through Sixth Ward, which is one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Houston. So love Catalina for coffee.
Also, it's backless stools. You know, the date is only going to last so long, right?
Right. There is a time.
You can kind of test their core strength.
Yeah. I would fail that test.
Yeah, this is not the 2-hour first date, right? Like sitting on a backless stool, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, you're gone.
Yeah. We should do a best seating draft, Eric.
I would be there.
I feel like that would be really nice because the plague of the metal stools and the backless stools, it definitely ruins a timeline for a date for sure.
But most comfortable seating, we should do an interior design draft.
Yeah, an interior design draft. All right. For another time. All right. Chelsea, you get to start round three.
Okay. For round three, I'm going to go ahead and choose my friend's won't see you spot. And I'm going to go with Pampa Grill, which is an Argentinian restaurant. I feel like I've chosen this place before and I won't apologize for that. I think it's really fabulous. It's this like unassuming Argentinian restaurant in a strip center off of Gessner. It's BYOB, which I think is fabulous for a date. So either you can impress someone with your wine knowledge or you can see how miserably they fail at picking wine to bring to a date, you know, either or if you want to throw a little test out there. I don't think your friends will see you here because it is sort of this unassuming spot. I think a good amount of people know about it, but it's not somewhere that I think most people I know go regularly, unless you're talking to Steve from Light Years. But I think it's a great date place because not only is the food fabulous, it's not too expensive. The ladies who work there that run service are super sweet. But also if you go on a Friday, there is usually a guy there singing the loudest opera and Frank Sinatra covers. And it's sort of a really wild experience because there are people there who obviously go on Fridays for this performer and are like emotionally invested in what is happening with the singer and like some like near tears having a good time. So it's a wonderful little slice of paradise, I think, for a different kind of experience in Houston. And you can't beat their mixed Argentinian grill for like $70. So Pampa Grill all the way.
Where's this at?
It's off Gessner.
This is intriguing.
So if you take I-10 to Gessner from town and go right, it's like a maybe 3 or 4 blocks on the right-hand side, strip center.
So kind of
spot.
Spring Branch
area. Yeah, kind of near, like, sort of intermixed with a bunch of Korean restaurants. But it's fantastic. You can make a reservation online. And when you do make a reservation, they write your name on a name card and put it on the table, which is like the best thing ever.
I will say you chose this last year as your third date, the deal closing date. So Papa Grill, well represented.
Consistency. I like this place. I like this place a lot. So yeah, it has pretty much every like strange little amalgam you could mash together into a great place. And it feels very unique and unlike any other spot you would go to in Houston. And I think it's a good like low-key place you could go fairly often and feel like it's your own little world, which I think is what I like about it.
All right, Monica, we are back to you in round three.
Well, Chelsea, you're welcome for Maximo, but you scooped my Catalina. So I'm deep in the bench now. I'm going to go with Refuge Coffee and Cocktail. You know, I know they recently added the coffee program. I've always loved Refuge for kind of pre-dinner, post-dinner cocktail. You know, I think being in Montrose, there's so much great coffee on that corner, right? So you could pop over to Blacksmith or Little Dreamer, right? If you need that second or third cup of coffee. Also, if the date's going really well, you could just hang around and roll right into happy hour when Refuge cocktail starts getting served. So I'm going to go with Refuge.
Yeah, it's kind of an upstairs, downstairs, you know.
Situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
All place.
All right. Well, that brings it back to me. Let's see. Oh, you know, I'm going to do my... do my happy hour day. Let me get this in while I'm thinking about it. Give me State of Grace for a couple of reasons. You know, I love that. I love sitting in that oyster room. I just think it's one of the prettiest dining rooms in Houston. Our friend Ryan Lachane is now the chef there, so that means caviar tots, and they do $1.50 oysters from open until 6. So you know, you get that kind of after work or like that late afternoon vibe. Do an oyster, you know, do some oysters, a dozen oysters, maybe another dozen oysters if it's going well. The martinis are good. The wine list is great. Maybe some caviar tots, maybe a butter burger. It's like semi-private because you're kind of set off from the rest of the restaurant. You know, you kind of sit in the corner and fly under the radar a little bit. So yeah, give me State of Grace for my happy hour date. Brianna, that brings us to you in round three.
Okay, I'm going to go for happy hour date as well. And I'm going to select Jethro's with their $7 hamburger. Nobody's really surprised by this, I feel like. You know, it's a fun spot. It's got a nice vibe to it. The bar itself does. Once again, whenever I'm looking at going on a date, I'm looking for somewhere comfortable seating. kind of intimate. And so Jethro's really delivers on that. But their $7 burger before 7 o'clock is hard to beat in this economy. And they have all day happy hour on Monday. And who doesn't love a good Monday happy hour first date? Am I right?
I like drinking on Monday. I feel like I'm getting away with something.
Yeah, exactly. Great way to start the week.
All right.
Wait, Donald, what is today?
Today is Monday.
Today's
Monday. $7 burgers. We're all that's where we're going after the draft.
Let's do it.
I can't stop strolling this pompous place, man. I'm going to go tear this up.
Chris, we'll go together.
Oh, boy.
All right. Dominic, we are up to you in round three.
All right. So I'm going to go with my first date place. So it's going to be Own Korean Eatery. So I like this place because it's out of the way. It's low key. It has private booths. I like the lighting in it. I think the soju watermelon is super fun. I'm a big believer that like first dates are conversational, like getting to know someone. So if I'm going to a place, like I'm not about to like invest a ton of money, like into like my dining experience. You know what I mean? It's just how it is. You know, I like you might say something wrong in the first 30 minutes and I'm like, man, we got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, you know, like, yeah. So like, you know, I think for me, and then also, you know, if that is the case, then they have a slew of other places where I can go finish my meal in range, you know, so, you know, own is just one of my one of my favorite places. Easy snacks, like you know, I feel like they have something for everybody. So,
all right, I love it. Chris, we are back to you in closeout round three.
Oh, okay. Pomp, what was it? Pompa? Pompa? Yeah, I'm going for
it. You can't choose it.
It's off the board.
All right, coffee date. Just because I had coffee there the other day, it was very nice. But the lounge at the St. Augustine.
Oh, yeah.
I just met someone there for coffee the other day, and I was like, man, I can get down with this. Like, this is comfortable. It's good conversation, and coffee was delicious. So I'm easy, man.
No, I think that's a good, it's such a pretty room too. Feels like adds a little sensification to the thing.
I'd also do cocktails there. So depending on how that coffee went, we could just
roll through.
Yep.
You could also get a room there later if it went really well.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right, Chris, that brings us to round four. So it's up to you again.
And I used to live in a house that is actually a room at the St. Augustine now. So, they tore down our duplex.
Yeah, wow. Well, so you spent a lot of time there.
I would want to stay there. What would you say? I got to go.
We are now in round four, and you have the first selection.
Let's go happy hour. And I think one of the better happy hours out there right now is Marigold Club. And I like the wine list. So. Easy shrimp cocktail, fries, caviar, wine list. Great happy hour.
Yeah, don't they do half off caviar or some or half off champagne or some crazy
thing?
Half
off a lot. Yeah, their happy hour is pretty insane. Plus,
it's only for an hour though, which is always so stressful to me.
It's an hour happy hour. Then you head over to Poison Girl for a little bit, and then you come back and you hit the reverse happy hour at Rosie, and you get the half off wine list.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. It's a whole strategy.
I have yet to pull that one off. But
I like the ambition of it. That works for me.
There are some goals there. So,
yeah. All right. Dominic, we are back to you in round four.
So the one that I'm going to do is my coffee date. And it was interesting because Chris just said that he was like at the St. Augustine and mine's like literally across the street.
Oh, yeah.
So it's at like a Tipping Point at 93 Till.
Dang.
Because like sofa's amazing, vinyl spinning, it's within range of the Manila collection, which is just a great like space. Like now you're caffeinated, you can go for a walk, like hang out in the park or go to the collection. Like, you know, it's just a really like just a comfortable space and neighborhood that I like to have coffee in. I also just really love the coffee, and I love the cups that they use, like just across the board. So like, it's just a great space to be in, I think, for coffee.
Very good.
Cups are always a big deal too. Like, how's it feel? You got to connect with the cup.
Yeah.
They've got that nice patio. Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but it's like, think about the cups in your house. You have an attachment to them, or else they wouldn't be there.
Exactly. It's important.
All right. Brianna, we are back to you in round four.
Okay. I'm going to go with breakup date, which I'm with Dom on this. I can't imagine going on a breakup date. Like,
I like a certain amount of chaos.
That's fair. That's fair.
I love that.
I'm excited to hear where your location is then, Eric.
It's coming.
he's like center table. In the dining room where everybody can hear her yelling at me. I'm going to select Big Star personally. I was thinking about it. I think you need a bar. I think you need, you know, someplace that's super chill. What's nice about Big Star is there's also plenty of parking so you can get away easily if you need to. Because Poison Girl almost made the list, but then I was like, oh, but you got to navigate parking. Like, that's not something you want to have to deal with after breaking a man's heart. And there's the outdoor space if you need some privacy, but then, of course, you can also be indoors if you need witnesses. And yeah, just a super, super chill place where you can leave him to drown his sorrows after you just destroy his belief in love.
All right. Well, let's see. All right. You know, I'm going to take my wild card, I think. No one has availed themselves of the wild card. So I'm going to kick that off. Give me Give me Docs, the new jazz club in Montrose. People who listen to this podcast regularly know that I did not have a good first meal at Docs, but I love the atmosphere. I love the way it looks. I like the experience of seeing jazz. I like the supper club vibe. So, you know, we'll book the late show. You know, we'll do dinner somewhere else. I'm going to give the kitchen a little time to like work out its kinks. But I think going to see a show at Docs and have a couple of drinks would be a really fun thing to do on a date. So give me Docs as my wild card, which Monica, that it's now your turn in round four.
I'm going to kind of ride Bree's coattails here with breakup date. I have Warren's, mainly because people in there are usually already wasted. The drinks are really strong. So if you're upset by doing the breaking up or the broken up with, you can drown your sorrows. And I just kind of feel like it's one of those places that it's kind of a late night spot anyway. People aren't going to remember if you cause the scene. If someone throws a drink in your face, probably happens every night there anyway. So I'm going to go with Warren's.
let me just say that our friend Lawton Driscoll picked Warren's as her breakup spot last year. Libra sisters, you are united. The things that you want in a place to dump someone are similar. All right, Chelsea, we are back to you. Close out round four for us.
Okay, I think I'm also going to go with my breakup spot. And kind of in a, I think the girls are all choosing a bit of a similar theme here. I'm going to go with West Alabama Ice House for my breakup spot. And I think this was chosen, I feel like this was chosen before for a similar thing.
You literally took it last year. Yes, you're taking it.
Oh, okay. I was like, I feel like someone did this.
It was you.
That someone is you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
just going to say, if anybody, if you ever say, hey, meet me at Chelsea, or meet you at West Alabama, anybody listening should know at this point.
Unless the Astros are in the playoffs, it's probably a sign. I mean, I like this place. It's not just a breakup bar, I swear to God. but I think that it has, I think a dive bar is always it's a perfect bar for almost anything. So like, of course, I'm going to choose a dive bar for my breakup spot. And I think West Alabama just happens to be the one that I always land on because there isn't liquor there. So the idea of throwing a drink in someone's face, the can feels more salty. So I don't think anybody's going to throw over
bottle,
that.
Like throwing a bottle at someone is like an arrestable kind of a thing.
That's a lot. So I think that, you know, there isn't a lot of open glassware to kind of chuck liquid at somebody. You got to really be mad. So that's one thing. But also I think because there isn't liquor there, you're just having beer. It's kind of an easy, it feels a little bit more casual. It doesn't feel as serious. You're not going to spend as much money. It's not as expensive. You're not getting somebody into like, hey, I'm going to rope you into this $20 thing and then like gut you, you know, it's just like, yeah, you want to pay $5 for a beer. It's like, you could kind of like polish that off, drown your sorrows, go your separate ways. It's also big enough that if you're like, no, I want to stay and have more beer, you can be like, okay, I'm going to go to like this side of the patio. You can go to that side of the patio. I think the last time we talked about this, I mentioned there's always a dog there. So you can really you can find an emotional support animal if you need to. there's plenty of entrances and exits. So, which I am finding out that Dom really needs a lot of exits. So I think this would work for him.
Added that to my list.
So I want to, you know, shout out to West Alabama Ice House for being a venue for many things. And also, I'm super sorry I keep choosing you as a place for breakups, but if it works, it works, you know?
That closes out round four and brings us to round five. Chelsea, you have your happy hour date and your wild card left.
Yes. Okay. This is so hard. I think I'm going to go with happy hour. Obviously, the marketer in me wants to go with Lee's, but I'm going to avoid grandstanding for the places that I work for and go with Tiny Champions for happy hour. similar to Marigold Club, Tiny Champions happy hour is 1 hour. It is a bit stressful, but luckily, you know, if you work downtown, it's right there. So you're super close. They do it Monday through Thursday. So not on the weekends, but it's half off the pizza. I think they just do like a selection of like cheese, pepperoni, and one of their other specialty pizzas. And then you have a selection of like, I think cocktails are $6. You can get wine by the glass half off. Pretty great deal for happy hour. And if the weather's nice, that patio is huge. So it's just like a really lovely place to maybe grab a quick bite, a quick pizza with somebody if you need to just like decompress after work, or you just want to chit chat and, you know, gossip for an hour. Or before you go your separate ways, or if you want to do a marathon situation that Chris keeps suggesting, you could go, you know, you could go right over to Nickel City, and then you could go right over to Nancy's after that. And then, you know, if you're still feeling weird, you can go to East End Hardware. So you can really make a whole day of it starting happy hour at Tiny Champions. So I'm going to go with that.
Very good. All right, Monica, we are up to you in round five. You also have happy hour and wild card.
Oh, this happy hour has been the hardest pick for me because I have a huge list. I'm really into happy hour. I think the older that we get collectively, happy hour is just my jam because you get to be in bed by, you know, 9 or 10.
Happy o'clock. Happy hour, dinner time, but the same
thing.
It's the same time for me.
Kind of meld together around 8:40. So I had a long list for happy hour. Some were taken. Lee's was on my list. Squabble, I think I picked last year, which I love. But I'm going to go something a little different this year. I've spent more time here over the last year, but I'm going to say the bar at Doris Metropolitan, specifically at the bar. I think they just consistently have, first of all, this restaurant group continues to impress me with every concept they open. But just Doris is so solid. The happy hour is great. There's a specific happy hour menu at the bar. Great cocktails, really good kind of snacky small plates. And just the staff there is always super friendly. They're always helping each other out. I like sitting in a specific spot with a friend on the corner so we can face each other. Love that spot for happy hour. And again, if it goes well, and maybe grab a table and stay for dinner.
No, I love Doris Metropolitan on a date. I just think it's so pretty. The menus, it's very consistent. The menu's flexible by steakhouse standards. Like, it still feels fancy, but if you're like, it's not heavy, right? You don't have the cream spinach and all that other stuff. It's a little lighter, a little fresher. I think Doris is a perfect choice, for a happy hour date. Let's see. That brings it back to me. I have my coffee date and I have my breakup date. Let me do coffee. A lot of really good coffee options in this town. So many good choices. It's kind of hard to know, but I'm going to take Brass Tacks here. Cause I just think it's like, so it's big. So you can kind of find, and it's got like a lot of corners and couches. And so you can kind of like find a little spot and hide. Kind of have a private moment. It's got that really pretty patio. The coffee's great. They've got beer and wine, so that's a possibility, depending on the time of day. And they have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which I just think is fun. I don't know that I would eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a date, but if you order it, that tells me something about your personality, and it would be positive. So give me Brass Tacks for my coffee date. Brianna, that brings us to you.
I'm going to go with my sneaky link place, as we were calling it. Our places, our friends won't see us. I interpreted this two different ways, but the way that I'm going to go with is the one where you like literally kind of just want to hide away from people. Maybe you are embarrassed by this person, or, you know, you just want to like make out in public with them. And so you don't want to like, you know, your friends to stumble in on that. And I'm going to go with Natsuo personally. There's so many little hidden places in that bar. It's constantly changing. So there's always something like new to explore and check out. And usually people are so out of it that they won't remember if they saw you there anyways. So I like to grab one of those window seats where you can look out onto Main Street and watch everybody go by. But there's plenty of spots there to kind of hide away or to have a private moment, whether or not you're supposed to be with that person or not.
Love it. All right, Dominic, we are up to you. What is your, let's see, you have your happy hour and you have your wild card left.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with wild card. This one is a place that I think is like quite special. It's called Backyard Boil House. So this is in Third Ward on Scott Street. It has no sign whatsoever. So you like, it's not like you're going to drive by and be like, let me stop at this place because it looks very nondescript. And like literally a place that I've gone to, I've been there for a date. I'm going to say it that way. It's the best way to say it. And you go in, it's a counter service order. The food is awesome. The drinks are strong. And like, it's just a great place. Like, I don't know much more to say about it, but if you haven't been, you should go. That's what I'm gonna go with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, okay. So. Yeah. I had to look this up. Obviously I was intensely curious. It's close to the Hotel King David where Augustine's is going to be located. And I drive past this without having known that I was driving past it. Cause there's a Shell gas station that I sometimes, patronize. It's down the street from Frenchie's, for me as a Third Ward resident, it's on the way to Whataburger, and HEB. So yeah, this is, I may have to check this out. This is good. Oh, intel.
I mean, I guess like also when I first got back to the city, like I hadn't bought a new car yet. And so I could, you know, take like a nice walk there and like get a great meal. And yeah, so great place. That's my wild card restaurant. So, and date spot. So.
All right, Chris, you can close out round five and kick off round six. You have your breakup date and your wild card.
Breakup date. Look, man, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but,
No, this is theoretical. We're not. You're married to the love of your life. We know that relationship is till death do you part.
But if first were, you know, in the scenario,
but if you were giving advice to a friend,
man, easy. This is easy conversation for me. I'm going to Milton's. Why? Because if I break up with you and I walk out, you're going to have a chicken parm in front of you, which is way better. Anything else.
Are you leaving money for them to pay for the bill, though?
No, man. I'll take care of the tab. But I'm leaving out with someone with a chicken parm, so we're good. Quite frankly, if it was me, I got a lot of backup, and I know there's multiple exits in that building. I can head toward Lee's for a cocktail.
Go to Lee's,
go out the front door, or I can go out the back.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you had a great dinner with a chicken parm. You may not have left with the success that you wanted in life, but so be it.
Yeah, nothing says it's not you, it's me, like leaving you with chicken parm.
Let me be very clear. Chicken parm is one of the greatest things on the face of the planet. And Milton's big fan of that. So
I agree. All right.
Just saying, Chelsea, that's not, if you were on the call or not, I would say that anyway. The other one for me would have been like, if I ever say meet me at 3 o'clock at Poison Girl. Yeah. We're gonna have a good whiskey and leave, because at night it just gets a little too much of a shit show conversation. Yeah. Then you're drinking shots and Lone Stars instead of like, let's have a really decent whiskey, have them climb up to the top shelf, and then we'll call it a day.
Respectable. All right. That gives you, we are now into round six, the last and final round. You have your wild card selection.
If we've made it to the point where we've gone on multiple dates and everything's great, my wild card spot is the Papa Doe at Intercontinental Airport, because we're going someplace.
Oh.
I like it.
There is a trip involved with dinner.
Not mad at that.
Quite frankly, that does it. I mean, until recently, that happens from time to time. We just, hey, you want to go up? Before we hit it. And I think that's just a, you know what, a little fried chicken salad or a shrimp po' boy before you get on a flight is a perfect thing on your way to Mexico.
And that like purple swamp thing cocktail.
Man, if you get down, get it.
Be a little tipsy on the plane.
And also, randomly, have an incredible bourbon collection.
Huh.
Because okay. All of the single barrels in their company end up there as well.
That is good to know. That is good intel.
Wow.
All right. Dominic, you have, what do you have? You have your happy hour date left.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still taking in what Chris just put down for putting that one in the pocket.
I mean, it's a good date if you just say, hey, you know, yeah, pack your bag for 2 days. We don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just taking it in. Yeah, just taking
learning.
It in.
You're learning from the best.
Yeah. So, for happy hour, I really thought about it. I mean, for me, I typically don't get to go to happy hours. So the best one that I've been to recently is on Monday, Small Chop Social. I think that it has at Chop and Block. The value is really good. The energy is high, like great DJ. I think that like, you know, it's explorative, like for people who've never had West African food. So for me, it's something approachable and new. And it just like, you know, it has just really good energy. I went there and like, I mean, we ordered everything and like, you know, the value was there. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that happy hour kind of like should be lively because like it's happy, like it's the first word, you know, and it should be reasonable in cost, you know what I mean? So like that for me is and the drinks are great and everything like matches that idea, you know, and it's on Monday, like, you know, that the Small Chop Social is the one I was like, Monday is ideal for me to be out doing that kind of thing. So
very good. All right. Brianna, that brings us to you. You have your wild card selection left.
From my wild card, I'm going to select Post. Largely the art club there, I think would be a really fun date to go with someone on. There's a lot of places there where you can just kind of sit and relax, especially the one room where you can like the lights move above you. But you can always grab something to eat in the food court there. It's really a great way to see kind of if it's someone new you're dating, kind of see what their tastes are. And if it's someone that you've been with for a while, then you guys don't have to argue over what you're going to eat. And I mean, if somebody wants to take me and buy me those, like, I love those little turn things where you can get the little toys. Those are my favorite. So art club.
And don't forget the rooftop. The rooftop yeah. is like a fun, like beautiful. Walk,
yeah.
canoodle,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of fun things to do there. I feel like a lot of people forget about art club, which we have so many immersive experiences that it's easy to overlook it. But they have some really cool areas in there that I think would be really fun to see on a date.
What's the turn thingy?
It's like a gumball machine, but it's not a gumball machine. And
yeah, it has little prizes.
Oh, here,
like,
I have.
Like yeah, in a grocery store like when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like a game of chance?
No, it's like a little, something. You get like little things in it, like little toys.
All right, cool.
I have a bunch actually on my desk.
I like that.
All right. Well, that brings it to me. I still have my breakup spot. I thought about this for a while. Last year I picked Brasserie 19 and I stand by that. I think it's chaotic enough in there that like no one's really going to notice. And if the person has a meltdown, like the staff is used to rich people behaving badly. And so they can step in and kind of help. But in the spirit of Brasserie 19, I was thinking about places with good service, a polished staff that's kind of used to managing situations. So give me Nancy's Hustle as my breakup spot this year. I just think like,
damn. You're gonna ruin Nancy's Hustle damn. For somebody, Eric.
Somebody, you're gonna ruin
that. You know, I don't like. For me, it works because, like, I don't like. I really like what they do, but I don't go there very often. So if I lose it, like as the like, if I have to stay away from there for 6 months or part of a year because I embarrass myself, I can live with that. And also, I think like in the worst case, like. You know, she storms out, makes a scene, whatever, like, then I just I still have Nancy cakes. I still have a delicious burger. I still have dumplings. I still have whatever dessert they've come up with to like.
You just start sustain me. House Amaro, getting yeah. ready. You know.
Yeah. I'll just sit there by myself and finish my meal. Like I'm fine with it.
Y'all so, have elaborate breakups. That's what I
know.
Say.
This is yeah. I know this is well. Usually I'm the one getting dumped. So, you know, I sort of fantasize about these things without actually putting them in action. But yes, give me Nancy's as my breakup spot. Monica, close out your draft board with your wild card selection.
Well, before I do that, maybe next year it should be a breakup spot should be where we would want to get broken up with.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, there you go.
Category, yeah. Right?
Well, chicken parm.
Yeah, like the Olive Garden, right? Like,
well, yeah, by that standard, break up with me at Pappas Brothers. Break up with me at March. Yeah. That's fine. You buy me 9 courses. You can.
I was going to say
whatever yeah. meat thing you want about me. I'm fine.
You can just leave me at Texas Roadhouse. That'd be fine.
I'm with Olive Garden personally. Endless breadsticks. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Monica, what is your wild card?
Okay. So my wild card, I had lots of stuff down here, but I think I'm actually going to go with, I think I picked it last year as my third date spot. And it's probably the place that I've had the most dates over my illustrious dating career, but I'm going to pick Mandola's Deli. My family's deli on the East End. It's been there for 50 years. I probably have taken every person I've ever dated there, mainly because it's a part of Houston's history. There's pictures of my family on the wall, so I can kind of tell someone, you know, that's my grandfather. Also, food's fantastic. You know, if it's depending on the time of the year, you're very close to U of H, maybe go for a dinner and then pop over to U of H and see a basketball game, maybe on a Saturday football game. But just such a Houston gem. And like I said, picked it last year, I think, for a third date, and it's going to be my wild card.
No, you picked it last year for wild card, actually.
Oh, so I did. Okay, great. Awesome.
Very consistent. You and Chelsea, very, very consistent in your likes and dislikes. All right. All right. Well, Chelsea, here we are. Last pick, wild card. What do you got?
Okay, so I'm going to choose a place that I think is one of the most beautiful places in Houston right now to go on a date. I want to go with the Madonna Bar at the Marlene. It's absolutely beautiful in there. What a little gem of a room. You have that beautiful wood marble bar and all the molding and the beautiful blue wallpaper or paint. I can't tell if it's painted or wallpaper. And it's just so cozy and gorgeous in there. And it's like, you know, microdosing the Garden District of New Orleans, you know, so it feels super fancy, but it's right there. And all the drinks are fabulous. I love the Montrose Boulevardier with the espresso infusion, kind of the best of both worlds. And, you know, like Chris said about the St. Augustine, it's going really well. You can just get a room at the Marlene, and it's so gorgeous. And as a vintage and antique obsessed person, I love the story behind that place. So yeah, the Marlene for sure.
No, I'm not surprised that this went. I really thought this was going to be somebody's first date spot because it's so pretty and it creates a sense of occasion and it feels special. And also it's a little hidden. So if you invite someone who maybe they haven't heard of it or they've heard about it, but they haven't been to it, I think it's impressive in that sense. And I always like to be impressive on a first date. So I completely support this.
It's one of my friend's homes. She sold it to them.
Oh, really?
So I was like, well, your friend had drinks in this room. She's like, that was our patio room.
Oh, that sounds cool. That's yeah, cool. I know. I mean, I can understand why you'd want to choose this for a first date because it is so gorgeous. But I feel like because it is like that to me, I think it's precious and I want to like hold on to it. I want to be able to go to on a date here like multiple times. So like, I think that's why I chose it as my wild card because I want to give it away for someone I'm dating. I want to have it as something I can have for a long time. So
if we ever did the proposal date, you could propose at the Marley, you could propose at Bar Madonna.
Oh yeah.
And then get a room.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
If anybody proposed to have it all me planned. In a restaurant or a bar, I wouldn't say yes.
I feel like it has to be as a restaurant person who works in restaurants, proposing to me in a restaurant, it sounds like the worst thing I could possibly imagine. But a place like this that is, I think, because it's not so busy and it is more beautiful than anything else. Yeah. You know, I'm like, all right, pretty, fine. You got the room, whatever.
Yeah, there's not like 50 people watching you as he,
Yeah, no one's clapping. You know what I mean?
That, exactly. That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we have completed the draft, let me review the results for everybody who's listening, starting with Chelsea Thomas. Her first date was at 13 Celsius. Her coffee date is at Catalina. Her place her friends won't see her is Pampa Grill. Her happy hour date is Tiny Champions. Her breakup date is West Alabama Ice House. And her wild card, as we just discussed, is Bar Madonna at the Marlene. Monica Dana's first date is Maximo. Her coffee date is Refuge. The place her friends won't see her is Marfrailis. Her happy hour date is Doris Metropolitan. Her breakup is at Warren's. And her wild card is Mandola's Deli for the second year in a row. My first date is Berwick's Birds of Paradise. Brass Tacks is my coffee date. My friends won't see me at Alaseel. State of Grace is my happy hour. My breakup takes place at Nancy's Hustle. And my wild card is Doc's. Brianna McLean's first date is at Little's Oyster Bar. Her coffee date is third place. Her friends won't see her at Natsuo. Her happy hour date is Jethro's. She will break your heart at Big Star Bar. And her wild card is The Post. Dominic Lee's first date is at Own Korean Eatery. His coffee dates are at The Tipping Point at 93 Till. No one will see him at Athena's Greek Food and Kitchen. His happy hour date is at Chopping Block. His breakup date is on the second floor of Central Market, not the first floor. And his wild card spot is the Backyard Boil House in Third Ward. Last but not least, Chris Shepherd's first date is at Crawfish and Noodles. His coffee date is the Hotel St. Augustine. His friends won't see him at the Monument Inn. His happy hour date is the Marigold Club. His breakup is a chicken parm at Milton's. And last but not least, his wild card is the Papa Dough at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Before we wrap this up, let me just say that I will send all of these results to Patrick Feegis and Aaron Smith, the owners of Feegis Barbecue, who will review the results and declare a winner. Does anybody have anything that was on their board that you are surprised no one else picked?
I think I was surprised that 93 Till went for coffee instead of happy hour, because their happy hour is so good at 93 Till, and it's so close to town, you know, and I feel like they do the, what is it, like half off wine or something on Wednesdays, or glasses of wine, 20% off bottles, and they have like, they have deviled eggs on their happy hour menu, which I feel like is like everyone either freaks out about or doesn't care about, so it's like you would go there for the deviled eggs.
Well, see, I was surprised no one went reverse happy hour. I had the reverse happy hour at Rosie Cannonball as my second one, because it's half price off all alcohol, and I'm just like, and the selections are crazy over there. You know what I mean? Yeah, and the pizzas, what are they, like $10? Like, you know?
I mean, we all talked about Lee's for any number of occasions. First date, happy hour, wild card. I mean, Lee's, and, you know, we picked Milton's and we picked Maximo, but we didn't pick Lee's. I think Lee's is a great spot for just about any occasion.
I think we all thought the other people were going to pick it. So
It's why I didn't put Katami or Kata on anything.
Yeah, I
kind of thought the same thing. You know, I think what I've noticed over the last couple of years of this draft versus the food specific drafts, these are a little bit more dispersed in that, and more ambiance related versus food related. Like, these are more about, you know, where you want to be with somebody else. I mean, we've got some great food on here, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the other drafts are the best. This, right? This is more about how do you feel when you're there.
Yeah.
The one other thing I will say is we have now done 12 wild card selections across two drafts, and no one has taken Picnic on the Manil. And I just, that's such a classic Houston date. I just can't believe we haven't done it.
My wife has asked me that for freaking years now. But we live within 3 blocks of the Manil, and I'm like, why? I want to sit on the grass.
I could just sit in our backyard, right?
And I can go to the bathroom. Because we used to have friends that would call and be like, hey, I'm coming by your house, man. We're at the Manil. I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's like, all right. Why do I want to do that?
I think we're getting a little too old for planning. That sounds like a lot of planning.
That was my thought. Yeah. That means I'd have to probably plan it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like getting the basket of stuff. And that's why I always thought 93 Till should have like picnic baskets. Like
four. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Like, Tiffany Till should have like, Like, here's your wine. Here's your sandwiches. Here's your cheese. Head on. And be like,
I mean, Light Years could do it, right? Like, it's a no-brainer for Light Years.
I bet Claire's going to do that at the new cafe she's putting in.
Yes, I think that is part of the plan for Claire Smith. Like Chromatica, something. I think that's the coming soon.
I hope so. That'd be nice. It wouldn't matter to me. I'm not going to get one anyway because I live too damn close. I just want to walk over, turn around, and come back, you know?
Chris, was there anywhere else you wanted to mention that you thought about but ultimately didn't pick?
Man, I don't think so. I mean, I have a list, because the breakup thing, my first answer was non-applicable, but then I realized it wasn't about me. So now, Asha's Roti Shop in Baytown, I think, would be it's random, I know, but first date, like if you can sit in a car for 35 minutes and then go eat roti out on a corner in Baytown, like that's just random. And if you can live with me like that, then we can be friends.
I feel like you guys are putting your dates through these like wild side quests. Like what's up with that?
But that's not wild. Like I'm going to randomly do that shit anyway.
I feel like that's a really good second date, Chris. Like you... That's a good place to take someone you already like.
The problem with making something like that the first date is you want to arrive separately.
Yeah, that's what I was asking someone to
drive to Baytown. I'm not even doing that for the
second date.
That's too much to ask for.
I'm not going to ride in the car with anyone for that long until
first date. I'm at a certain age where I don't want to waste time like that. If we can't get along for that amount of time, we ain't having a second date.
I think it's more if you're a woman, you know.
That's probably get murdered.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
we're also looking for the exits, okay? Right. So we got to figure that out.
Us and Dom, yeah.
Not on I-10, yeah.
All right, Dominic, your selections have been so out of left field. What's one place that you didn't pick but was on your board?
Well, like I told you, Rosie's was one. I'm like, it's 8:45. Let me just head over there right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely a spot for me, like, to go and just, like, go get some good food and drink really good wine and just enjoy myself, you know? Great service. I also like to go to Montrose Cheese and Wine. I mean, like, you know, that's, just right in that little alleyway. Like, you know, shout out Cornelius, like, you know, great place.
Brianna, do you have anything that you wanted to shout out before we wrap this up?
I think the only other place that I was surprised was the original Ninfas. I think they have a great happy hour. And I also think it's a great first date spot too, especially the one on Navigation, just because it's lively. It's a very chill atmosphere and you really can't go wrong with the food.
All right. Chelsea, any final thoughts?
I think the only other place on my list for places your friends won't see you was Sao Lao Thai Cafe on the north side of Shepherd.
You'll see me there.
Yeah. I mean, you'll see me there too. I love that place. I mean, splitting a bowl of crispy Nam Khao with someone on a date and like seeing if they like or dislike the sour sausage there, because if they don't like it, they're incorrect. I think that's a good spot. The only reason I didn't choose it is for one of the topics we actually discussed is they have those damn metal chairs that are so uncomfortable.
I love it.
But this was actually the first place that I got takeout food as a date for my now boyfriend, and so that's always been a special spot. So I really like that place a lot.
It's in my backyard.
All right. Anyone else? Any other final comments before we call this an episode? All right. I hear nothing. I see nothing. So let me thank my panelists, Chelsea Thomas, Monica Dana, Brianna McLean, Dominic Lee, and Chris Shepherd for joining me on this adventure. Thanks as always to our producer, Michael Carroll, who has the job of editing this and making it sound coherent. As I said, I will be back on Thursday when Patrick Fegis and Aaron Smith will pick the winner. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
And sometimes a breakup date is a set you free date. Remember that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to spend time with anybody that I was breaking up with.
So I'm going straight into, that's why I'm going straight into Central Market and go shopping.
Yeah.
Make it an errand. Go downstairs afterwards, stand in line for a damn sandwich. Yeah. You lost in that shit.
You're like, oh, well, now that I'm done with that, I got to go actually pick up my groceries. So.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.